happened?
Well, I don't think there were, you know, the last game is the last game. I don't think there was a shift in what the Packers were doing offensively. They were moving the football and having success. And we turned the ball over a couple times, which inhibited a couple of drives. You know, the second drive we had, we stepped our toe down there, had a penalty, and got caught with only getting 3 points instead of another touchdown. And then at the end of the half, we weren't able to get in the end zone on the last play. And you got to give a lot of credit to the Packers for the job that they did. They kept moving the ball. They didn't make the mistakes that we did. And consequently, they won the football game.
Do you feel like, you know, especially in light of your schedule coming up here, do you feel like if you can win this game that you're right back in the thick of things?
Well, we're not worried about the thick of things, quite frankly. We're completely focused on the Packers. We're not, you know, creating hypotheticals on what's going to happen after this game. You know, we know we got our work cut out for us this week. We're going up to Green Bay to play a very, very good football team, and our guys know that, and they're focused on that.
How big a week was that bye just to get healthy? I know you guys, you know, had a bunch of guys banged up throughout the season.
Well, it's you know, it's never easy to have a bye after you lost a couple games in a row. You don't like going into a bye that week because there's so much to think about. But on the positive side, you're exactly right. It got our gave our team the opportunity to get some rest, and we'll get some guys back this week. Hopefully, as we move through the week, we'll see that, and that should help us as well.
The last time we talked to you, Coach, you talked about having concentrated a lot of effort in the offseason on defense. Could you talk on where you are defensively?
Well, I think, you know, where we are is generally, you know, where we are week to week. Where we were after the San Francisco game or the Jets game or the Atlanta game is not where we were after the last two games. We haven't played as well as we would like. We haven't created any turnovers. We haven't made the stops at the right time. But that's where we left off. And, you know, we've worked very hard over last week to, you know, see where we are with things, to clean up some of those things and mistakes that we've made, and get some people back as well, and we hope we can improve. We've seen that we could do it because it's shown up on tape during the course of our season, but not just on the defensive side of the ball, but in all three phases. We just haven't played consistently enough, and certainly not in the last couple weeks.
You know, staying on that side of the ball, how big a deal is taking away Green Bay's deep passing game?
Say that again. I didn't get the whole question.
Yeah, just how big a deal is it to take away Green Bay's deep passing game?
Well, I think it's, you know, their whole passing game is very difficult. You've got an excellent receiving group. They have speed. They catch everything. They're physical. So their deep passing can be a short throw and run after catch. They're excellent at that. And their deep passing game can be when Aaron scrambles around, extensive play, and just like the first play of the game last week or early in the game last week on the long pass, it was Aaron extending the play and guys making plays up the field. So it comes in different ways. Certainly, you know, keeping him in the pocket is not an easy thing to do because of his mobility and pocket awareness. It starts there. It starts with him. And it's not easy because he is surrounded by an excellent group of players.
Is there a key to winning in this league?
Oh, that's a loaded question. You know, I think that the first step is, you know, when you want to win in this league is to prevent turnovers and to create them. To not do things during a game that can hurt you, like pre-snap penalties. You know, being a disciplined football team, playing a clean game, because I think everybody is quite similar in talent. I mean, there's an ebb and flow to that, but overall, I think it's, you know, we find week in and week out that, you know, teams are able to compete against every team, and there really is no indication early on on who's going to win the game beforehand, because it's proven that anybody can win, you know, any week. So if you can eliminate some of those issues that you have control of, you're going to be with a talented team, and all teams have talent. You could put yourself in a position to win it, or at least to be in the fourth quarter and win it.
Kind of an obvious question here, but what does Matt Forte meant to you guys and his ability to move the ball, running the ball, passing the ball, kind of whatever you want to do?
Well, I think that you know Matt's effect on this football team starts in the locker room because he's very even keeled. He's extremely football intelligent, but also, you know, intelligent and emotionally intelligent. So he really does set the tone for us. The way he approaches each day, the work ethic he has, the focus he has, the way he practices,
Yeah, he obviously caught a bunch of passes. Is that just kind of the way it's worked out, or is that something that you wanted to feature more of him in that role?
Well, I think that you know, he was a pretty good shape last year catching the football, and you know, we certainly aren't going to apologize for the catches he has, but our overall productivity, our efficiency, you know, we've done some, you know, some good things, but certainly not the consistency and not the, you know, explosive you know, plays that we had a year ago. We're down in that area, and you know, we got to work to get him back.
You know, when you guys came in here last year, I think Green Bay was fourth or fifth in the league in rushing, and you guys had a big night against them. And, you know, Green Bay's run defense has kind of taken a hit since then. You had a big day against them here a few weeks back. I guess, what have you seen, long-winded question to get to, what have you seen from Green Bay's run defense that's made it vulnerable?
Well, I'm not going to go into that. You know, what I can tell you is this, is I have tremendous respect for Dom. And, you know, whatever we did the last time is not necessarily an indication of what we're going to do this week. We know we have to be ready. He does a great job. They play, you know, Mike does a great job. They play great complementary football. That's one of the reasons, you know, why they do well year in and year out. They're efficient at the quarterback position, obviously. So, but when it comes to the defensive side of the ball, you know, we got a lot of respect for Dom and his ability to change up and respond to things that we're doing. So, you know, we're not looking at this thing, you know, lightly, because we've had success the last couple times moving the football. The bottom line is, you know, the last two times we haven't scored enough to win, and we were able to do that last year in Lambeau.
You know, whether it's Martellus or Jimmy Graham or some of these other tight ends in the league, it's, you know, just how big of an asset is it to have that big, big tight end who can, you know, stretch the ball on the field or make guys miss in the end?
I think they're an asset. I mean, everybody has their own, you know, works with the group that they have. You know, we're fortunate to have a, you know, a tight end of Martellus' size and ability, and we try to utilize that. But, you know, like I said, everybody, you know, there's a lot of tight ends in this league playing very well right now, and certainly Martellus has been one of those guys.
What's up, you know, with Cutler, his completion percentage is, you know, way, way up compared to his historical stuff. It's just, how big of strides has he made in his second year with you?
You know, I think that, you know, it takes time to get it to where you want to get it. You know, we feel like we have made strides. You know, it is there. We've seen that. So we feel good about that. We're doing everything we can to cut down on the takeaways. We got to do that, and that's not just a one player, the quarterback. That's all of us, play caller, and everybody involved in each and every play. And you know, the turnovers are a big part of it. And you know, we see what the Packers are doing. I think, you know, Aaron's what, 19 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, and so he's not turning the ball over. I think a couple of them came last week. So. You know, we just got to be more consistent and to keep the negative plays out of it. And I think Jay will elevate himself even to another